across the bridge of flesh, its foundation crumbling into mist and merging with the earth, the dead man lay in a contorted arch across the metal table. Death having crashed the gates of his fragile castle, his hollow chest was yawning open, swinging on limp hinges of skin. Weary of the battle for breath, overcome by the eroding weather, exuding the death stench from a little puddle of blood drooling along his spinal column. His rubbery mouth hung slightly ajar as though begging resuscitation. His foggy eyes were frozen open, once clear and white, now dulled to marble, a struggle and protest engraved upon them. He wore no green mask as I circled the table, wary of death, staring into his eyes as if through a clouded glass. The tide of life had subsided, abandoning this mannequin on the sand. The doctor reached out from his sterile draperies, his hands safely encased in plastic, and excavated each vital organ as if it were an ancient treasure found buried deep beneath the parched flesh within the vacant crater of the sunken chest. The cave of ribs was threaded with meat, cuddling the human heart, the blob of romantic notions that the doctor plopped before me. I noticed it was layered with fat. The suffocated lungs were flecked with black. Some invasion of darkness had strangled their roots, the once pulsing motors, now useless and stopped. The doctor closed up the torso like a poorly sewn garment, after shoveling back the entrails as carelessly as mounds of dirt.
Thank you.